Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm James Martins. Today we feature part two of our two-part interview with Ader Casey Guthrie Center High School principal, Shane Arp.
Things that are developing in transition, you know, this is the second year of the whole grade sharing with Ader Casey, and one of the things that's been revamped is the athletic program. We had gone from Guthrie Center Tigers and Ader Casey Bombers to now ECGC Chargers. And you can see, in case in point, the JV team, you know, half the team is wearing, Tigers or Bombers jerseys, and the other half is wearing Chargers jerseys. And it takes time. But how is that development going? What kind of things have you put in the school to bring Charger unity here? And how have you seen that in the community as well?
Well, yeah, it's, it is a second year, and it feels really good. Starting the second year is quite a bit different than the first. If we went back a year ago, like a lot of the angst and anxiety that you feel about it, because, you know, you've done a lot of work, but you still don't know how it's going to be. How are the kids going to be with each other? How are all the families going to be with each other? And, you know, I'm really happy to say that you start this school year and it was like it was never different. I mean, the kids are... They're one group of kids. They're all mixed. It seems that almost every single friend group, or if I go out and look at lunches where kids sit wherever they want, the tables are all mixed. People are mixing with kids from both towns. So it's just nice to see. There doesn't feel like to be any division there. The things we've done here, I guess, in the building, you know, you just want to put more things out there to make it feel more like we're ACGC and we're not Guthrie Center, we're not Ader Casey. So we've just done some wall graphic things in the building. We kind of started with the most visible places, so like our main entrance or our office area or the gym or the commons. We do have some other designs in the works to put throughout the rest of the building too, just jazz it up and build some of that school pride and get the school colors and get that Chargers deal up, you know, more places just so it feels more normal. As far as like athletic uniforms and stuff, yeah, it's a big ask. I mean, we did a lot of work of that ahead of time, and Jake Moling's doing a ton of work now, you know, still filling those out. We knew that you couldn't buy every single thing at once. It's just too much money. And it was a lot of money anyway, just to get all the varsity teams kind of in the Chargers logos to start with. So we knew we'd start with the varsity and then the JV. We'd try to hold back the stuff that was in the best shape. And we thought it would be most fair if we did if you're talking about basketball, we'll do a home jersey and from one town and a road jersey from the other town. So it's all getting used. But the plan is over time that those will get replaced and filled out too. It's just, you know, spending. You got to try to do it in a way that makes sense and is smart and still allows us to get it done.
Another thing that keeps on going here is the vocal department, the arts department, doing extremely well. You had a packed house for The Wizard of Oz and that first show I was there. It gave me memories back of a show that I did that had that same feel. And I know, obviously, things in the works, but what do you want to say about that department and its progress? And maybe if we could see more seats in the amphitheater or not.
Kelsey Moran, you know, was in charge of our musical. She's our vocal teacher this year. She's good. She's really good at what she does. She is a positive, excited person. She's a kid attractor. They had a lot of people want to be part of that. The rehearsals were quality. It was probably a great choice on what the musical was too. You know, some part of it is making a good choice on what it's going to be. And I think the work that they put in, the quality of our kids, you know, I mean, if you're talking about a musical where you have three all-state singers in it, which, you know, at least for smaller towns to have three all-state, you know, vocalists in one year is not totally normal. So, you know, you got high quality performers. And then once again, it's a popular show, you know, it's a show that you're going to bring your kids to. So it was a good choice and they did a great job. Kyra Babcock, our instrumental instructor, you know, they had a huge part in it too with the music they played. They've done great things, you know, high finishes at Carol Band Days, and they've done a great job marching at the football games. And Kyra was a huge part of putting together our fight song when we did it. Her and Allison Beekler, who left this year, they built that song together. So they just, there's a lot that they do. And I would say our music department right now would be one of the areas that we hear the most positive feedback, and people seem to be pretty excited about it.
Fantastic. And as we get closer to the holidays, of course, we got past Thanksgiving, getting down now to Christmas. A tradition you guys have started in your recent history is doing these drives. The elementary has done a toy drive for years, but you guys are starting your own kind of campaigns to get people in the holiday spirit, teachers, students, that sort of thing. How can the community help out with that, and what are you guys doing around the community?
Yeah, last year we started well, we call it ACGC Gives Back, and it was actually Bev Mills, our business teacher. It was kind of her brainchild. So she came to me and talked about what we could do differently. We had talked about wanting to do something different leading into Christmas vacation rather than just have a day where it's just frivolous fun and there's maybe not a lot of substance to it. Okay. So we were thinking about like, so how do we do that? What do we put together so that the kids can feel like they're actually doing something for other people? So what we ended up doing was Bev gathered information from New Opportunities about kids and families in need. And the list that they give up there, you know, like child 32 is, you know, a boy and they like these kind of toys or they are this size of clothes, had a whole list of those. And we put that out to kids. So that was one choice they could do. They could donate an item to a family or a child. Then another one that could be done is they could donate canned food, just like anywhere else, right? We just took non-perishable items and we could stack those up and keep those and give those over to them. And then the third option was to bring some sort of baked goods in right before break. And then what we did with the baked goods is we sorted those and put those on plates. And then they would take those with meals for our senior citizens that get Meals on Wheels. So it was just another nice thing to do for folks. And then we did have a fourth option because, you know, all those things kind of require monetary items from people. So the fourth item was, we just told kids, if you can't afford to do any of those things, that's fine. The day before break, then you're going to help us sort the cookies and put them on plates. You're going to help take the canned goods and deliver them. You're going to help take the toys and the other items up and deliver them. That way it could kind of feel like everybody had their hands on it somehow. So, and we plan on doing that again. So we're kind of going to start putting information out about that here in the next few days. So we'll have between now and Christmas to get that done.
Fabulous. That's once again high school principal at Ader Casey Guthrie Center, Shane Arp. Shane, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.